Hello everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show that we talk about the Akashic Records, where I help you connect with your soul's information, where I help you understand the consciousness of your soul, and where we talk about life and we talk about how things are, where your questions get answered, and where we work with the questions from your soul that actually help others out there. And so what happens is you get to call in and ask whatever you'd like. We try to keep it as general as possible. For example, if you're calling in and you want to ask a question about your life, that's great. However, what your sister-in-law is doing, you know, in another city would probably not be a good question because we don't open the records of other people, only the people who are on the phone with us. And if you want to email me a question, that'd be great. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHICWISDOM. Yeah, and I want to just to do a shout out. There are some folks that emailed me over this past week that I have not had a chance to get back to. I thank you all for your emails. They're so great. Some of you may or may not know, especially those of you who live in the Cleveland area, is I'm building a healing center, and it's called Nana's House. It's N-A-N-A, apostrophe S, Nana's House. And what's important about Nana's House is it is going to be it's Nana's House, a place of nurturing transformation, and it's all about love. And the reason I'm calling it Nana's House is I'm calling it Nana's House in honor of my mom. And I know that I have talked about this before, but we're getting close. So the actual dedication, if you will, and a welcoming, housewarming, I guess some people call it, will be on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And so anybody who's in the Cleveland area or anybody who would like to attend, if you would just email me, I will be happy to send you an invite, and you are welcome to come to Nana's House and help dedicate and anchor the sacred space for that which it will be, or it is already. But we're going to have different practitioners that are going to be working out of Nana's House. We're going to have meetings there. And one of the things that is so important for me to create here, and I'm going to start out at Nana's House, and then what I want to do is expand it to something online, but I need some help with that, so your ideas would be great for this. I want to create a gathering, and I'm going to do it on Sunday mornings, not because it emulates a church, but just because people are most free on Sunday mornings. Usually Saturdays are for errands, you know. But Sunday mornings is going to be a gathering of like-minded folks that want to deepen their connection to the divine. And we're going to have also a potluck. So the intention here is that we will gather, we will talk about our gratefulness, we will talk about love, we will do some meditation, we will do some community sharing, and then we'll all share a wonderful meal and go and have a wonderful, glorious, miracle-filled week. And so that's what I'm creating here in Cleveland. And so anybody that would like to be on the mailing list for Nana's House, you can certainly email me. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and write Nana's House in the subject line, and I'll be happy to send you information about it. And so what this is, it's all about love. And from what I understand from the records based on where we're going here, is that we're going to talk about not only love tonight, but we're going to talk about change. We've got some wonderful changes coming up this week. We're going to talk about hope, and we're going to talk about letting go of beliefs that no longer serve you, and all of those wonderful things and blessings, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, because this is your show. It truly is your show, ladies and gentlemen. You are the ones that make this all possible. This wonderful time together is here to help you get a better handle about your life. I do have some questions that have been emailed. We're going to talk about that. You might want to hear that I have a little bit of a cold going on. And so the voice may not last the whole hour, but I hope it does. And, So one of the first things that I want to talk about, I also have some emails asking me about the CDs. If you've ever gone up to the BBS radio, show information, you've seen that I have some CDs. And there are three CDs that are important for our life. They all are brought forward from the records. This is all the information on the CDs are from the records. And so the first one is Remembering Your Magnificence, and that's a CD for children of all ages to help you remember not only who you are, but to help you remember home. And so it is a meditation, but it's also something you can play in the background. It's great for kids. It's great for babies. It's great for birthing babies. You don't have to close your eyes. You can just let it play in the background. Remembering Your Magnificence, you can play in the car because the only thing that's there is vibrational healing. So it's not like a meditation. And then there's a wonderful story that goes along with that CD. And then there's the Forgiveness CD. And the Forgiveness CD is there's information about, so there's an informational piece about the Akashic Records, and there's also a message from the Akasha on forgiveness, and there's also a meditation, and it's an active meditation that prepares you for forgiveness, and it's pretty powerful. And then the last but not least is called Wisdom Place. It's a Wisdom Place CD. And that has four different meditations on it. There is a message from the Akasha. And there are three different meditations also that help you start your day, help you connect with your deep guidance, and help you get answers to the questions that are burning within you during a closed eye exercise. So, and I also want to mention about Remembering Your Magnificence is that they are confirmations of divine love. And what that means is the confirmations are the statements that say you are. And your natural response to you are is I am. And that can be very powerful. So if you're curious about them, you can go up onto the BBS radio information, show information, scroll down, and there'll be information on the CDs there. They're $18 each, or three for $40, which is plus shipping and handling, whatever that is. So that's, if you want to buy all three, it's a definite good deal. And they're a wonderful way for you to start your day, live your life, and clear whatever you need to clear with a loved one from a forgiveness point of view. So that's what I wanted to tell you about the forgiveness CDs. Is there a caller on the line? I thought I heard a beep, but I guess not. Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what change does for you. You know, we are coming on, first of all, Tuesday is, we've heard so much about Barack Obama becoming president, and we are so excited about the change that's shifting. And I don't know about you, but I can actually feel the energy of the planet shifting because there is a different attitude among people. When I walk out and I deal with people on the street, they're friendlier. They seem to be nicer. They smile more. And it just seems that the whole energy of the planet, at least where I've been lately, has shifted or is shifting. And I would love to think and love to know, hope and believe that we are entering into a new era where we truly are able to not only love ourselves, but to love each other as ourselves. You know, that, you know, that the golden rule of loving yourself like you love your neighbor. The problem is some of us don't love our neighbors very much, and that's just not so good. And so we have to really take a look at the idea of what this new administration is going to bring to us. And so I think that's real important for us to take a look at. Okay, so I have... Okay, there's a caller. Hi there, caller. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Donna?
Good. Who is this?
This is Selena. I talked to you for just a few minutes
last week. Oh, yes, Selena. How are you? You emailed me, darling, and I apologize I didn't get back to you.
You know, it's perfectly okay because I had a computer crash, so...
Well, see, everything happens for a reason, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Okay, how can I help you tonight? How can the record keepers help you, actually?
I'm going to talk just a little bit, and then I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
Because you kind of have a little bit of a feel where I'm at from last week.
Okay, well, and I got to tell you that if I'm in the records, I don't remember.
Okay.
So I, when, if I do a consultation with someone, uh-huh. whether it's on the air or even in person, 5 minutes after I'm done, I really don't remember what I told them. So it's not, don't take it personal. It's just that, but you have sent me an email, so I'm going to try and find it. Did you send it to me on Akashic Wisdom? I can't see it.
I think so, yes.
I think, or did you send, if you sent it to AOL, it gets lost in the shuffle. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do not send me an email on AOL. I won't find it. So, okay, so anyway, just talk to me. Talk to me about what's going on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, like I told you last night about my husband and I, we have a business, and
okay.
I'm almost feeling stuck. There's things that I know that I'm supposed to be doing otherwise with the Rapid Eye technology and just other avenues of healing.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there's a shift taking place in the universe.
Yep.
And I know, especially in my community, that I'm am supposed to be a key component in helping with this shift in the awareness in others.
Uh-huh.
And then I also know that when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this role, that there won't be a need for money. Everything will just, you know, fall into place and everything will be good. So,
well, there's always going to be a need for money. It's what you're saying is that there won't be a need to worry about money.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
we just want to make sure that you have to be very careful what we tell the universe these days, right?
That's true.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay.
So, and right now, financially, things are really, really, they could be better, let's say that.
Okay.
And so my question as I was thinking before calling you this evening was, how do I support my husband in our business and still progress to achieve what I feel that I was born to do, and then still support my family with time and finances?
Okay, so there's a couple of questions that are coming up here for the record
mm-hmm.
keepers for you. Do you have your computer on? You might want to shut that off.
Actually, we just had somebody walk through the door.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't getting feedback.
Oh, no, huh?
Okay. All right. So part of the question is that you want to look at is how much conversation have you had with your husband about what's really important to you?
Oh, say that again?
How much conversation have you had with your husband regarding what's important to you?
A lot.
And
but a lot of times
response?
It ends up, it's not necessarily pleasant conversation. A lot of times it tends to turn into a little bit of a debate, almost an argument.
Because?
Because what I feel I'm supposed to be doing isn't bringing in the money. And the business that we have is what brings in the money. So a lot of it boils down to money.
What the idea here is that what part do you play in the business that's not replaceable?
Almost all of it.
What part does she play in it?
That's kind of difficult. We bought the business several years ago, and I ran it by myself for most of the time, and now he's ready to start taking part of the business. I had the intention of only having it for maybe 5 years. This year is the fifth year, so, you know, I'm wanting to get out, and he's just starting to get into it and learn it, and he wants to just keep moving forward with it.
But the piece that let me get this for you.
Okay.
The issue here has to do with what part of the business are you willing to give up?
That's a good question.
Because, you see, what's happening here is that what the record keepers are telling me is that where the conflict is, and I want everyone else to listen to this, is because this conflict is what keeps us stuck. Because our hearts tell us we want to do one thing, and our minds tell us that we need to do something else. And then there's another part of us that feels that if, in fact, we let go of what we're, quote-unquote, supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
we're going to lose control.
Right.
And so the issue here is less about doing what you love and more about you being willing to give up control.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Perfect.
Yeah. And the control piece, by the way, is what's holding you into the victim state, victim mentality.
Okay.
Do you see how that fits?
Mm-hmm, I do.
It's real important that you get understand how those dots connect, because if they don't, you've got to tell me. If you don't understand
No, I understand.
Okay. And so just for me to explain to other people what I'm talking about, is that when we hold on to something that we truly are ready to release out of fear of losing control or out of fear of it not being done right or out of fear that we won't have it's a control piece over someone else, then that stops us from doing what we love, and that's what holds us back. So what happens is you've got the surface going on saying, I want to do what I love. I want to go out and be a healer, for example. And then underneath, but I can't do it because I have these responsibilities, and I can't do it because my family's not capable of handling things without me, and I can't do it because I don't have the cooperation here. And I'm not saying that some of that isn't true, but the reality is that it has everything to do with we as individuals being willing to support the other people in stepping into their greatness. And when we support the others in our lives in stepping into their greatness, we automatically step into ours.
Okay.
The other piece is, it's not an all-or-nothing thing, Selena.
Okay.
The possibility does exist that you can help your husband ease into the business while you ease out of the business and you move into your healing.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. And this is the real ironic part,
uh-huh.
is because he wants me to succeed.
In what?
So badly. In what it is that I want to pursue, in the Rapid Eye and everything else. I mean, he is behind me all the way, and he wants me to succeed. And he actually sometimes gets as frustrated or even more frustrated than I do about the fact that it's not falling into place.
But it's not falling into place because you haven't let him be who he is.
Right.
And so the other thing is that But just a little bit ago, you were saying that he doesn't want you to leave, and he you have an argument about what's going on.
It's not that he doesn't want me to leave. It's that he doesn't. He'll say, "But you're not being realistic because it's really like a vicious circle."
Yeah.
He'll say things like, "Oh, I hear what you're saying, and you don't want to do this, and you're angry, but where's the money going to come from?" You know, things like that. And I have to remind him, it's not that I'm angry. It's just that I don't know how to get there.
Maybe it is because you're angry.
It could be.
So the first step here has to do with you getting real clear about what's really going on with you.
Okay.
And then the other piece is, it's about, what I'm also hearing from the record keepers, it has to do with balance.
Okay.
What that means is there's something stopping you with the rapid eye movement piece, that there's a confidence thing here.
Right.
And the issue is, you want to do it, but you're afraid to do it, and you're good at it, but you're afraid to let anybody else really know that you're good at it, for fear you'll become too popular.
For fear of what?
What is that? That you'll be too popular, and it's almost like, it's almost like stepping into the fullness of this is scary for you.
Okay.
Can you identify with that?
I can, yes.
So notice what's happening with the universe. And this, again, everybody's got to listen to this. Notice you want it, but you only want it. You don't want it so much. Like, I want clients, but I don't want that many clients. I want some clients, but I'm not sure. I don't want to get inundated with. So the idea is, it's almost like you're kind of putting a rein on something that hasn't even begun yet.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. So the idea here is, the idea is to ask the question is why can't, you know, not how can I feel safe in doing what I love, is why do I feel safe in doing what I love?
Okay.
But don't look for an answer. Just allow the answer.
Okay.
In other words, like, don't wait and to journal that answer. Allow that answer to show up.
Okay.
By keeping repeating that question, why do I feel safe in doing what I love? And don't even look for the answer. Just keep repeating that. And watch
what
happens.
You're talking to someone who's very analytical.
Well, don't. This is one thing you don't have to analyze.
Okay.
And when you analyze spirit, you know what? You can go around in the big circle, which you've been doing.
Uh huh. Okay.
So the piece here is, what's so important is the work that you need to do has to do with you getting clear about what you're willing to receive also.
Okay.
The other question the record keepers want to ask is, what impact would happen if you were to become very successful with the rapid eye movement in your family?
Oh, say that whole question again. I'm sorry, because my phone kind of cut out.
What would happen? What impact would it have on your family if you were to become very successful with your practice, with your healing and rapid eye movement?
Okay.
What impact would that have on your whole family?
Okay. You know, that's something I would definitely have to ponder.
Right. So you see, you have a lot of questions that you're not sure of whether you're willing to receive it or not. That's why you're not getting clients the way you want.
Okay.
Because within your wants, there's a lot of come here, go away.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And so it's really about just getting clear about what it is, what you want, what you're willing to do, and what you're not willing to do, and you could say, okay, I'm gonna do clients 4 hours a week, and then 5 hours a week, and then 10 hours a week.
Right.
Until you build it up.
Okay.
And what I mean that is, so somebody says, okay, I want an appointment, you already have your 4 hours booked for that week, you put them to the next week.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
You don't feel like, oh, this is an emergency and I have to take care of these people now.
Yeah, don't be that enabler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm good at that, too.
I know.
Actually, I've gotten really good at saying no. Not super good. I'm getting better.
Yeah, so it has to do with really looking at where is the balance in your life?
Okay.
How can your life be balanced so that you feel confident in doing what you need to do?
Okay.
Is that helpful?
That is very, very helpful.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo. Call me again and we'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I hope you guys got that. I really hope you got that. There is a question here that... And this is it. I'm gonna read the question because I'm not, because I need more information about what this person's talking about. Maybe you folks, somebody can call in and tell me about it because I'm not aware. It says, please ask the record keepers how our intentions can prevent the draconian vitamin restrictions scheduled for the end of 09. So I don't know what the draconian restrictions are, so I need help with that. But what I'm getting from the records is that restrictions are the operative word. So what we have to do is become very clear within our own beings that we feel unlimited rather than restricted about anything. So we as a species can begin to move into our own unlimitedness, our own expansion of receiving. We will be less victims of restrictions of any kind. So I want you to kind of look at that for a moment. And there's another question here. I'm going to go to that. Let me get my glasses back on. So I'll wait for those restrictions and I'll do a little bit more. And again, folks, if you really want me to answer a question, if you could email them to me before the program, so I can open the records and have an answer ready for you, that'd be great. So there's one we're talking about fear-free here. There's a rather personal question here, but it says using the fear-free is the way to be, and I'm not quite sure what the questions are here, but I want to talk about being fear-free and using that concept of being fear-free to do your work. One of the things that's important about being fear-free is the willingness to allow the soul, I'm talking about healers now, being fear-free in doing your work, it's very important that you, as a healer, be willing to allow your client and your client's soul to do what they need to do with this body. And so what that means is many times a person will be healed without being cured. And so you as a healer cannot measure your worth by how many people you have cured. You measure your worth with how many people feel comforted and peaceful when they leave your space. That's the measure of your personal work. Because it's not always important. Well, that's the wrong word. Important's not the right word. It's not always critical or key that a person who comes to you for a cure be cured as much as it does that their psyche and their spirit and their heart and their being be healed in the way that's appropriate. Now, we forget that. We so want to fix everyone that comes to us. And quite frankly, it's not our job to fix anyone. All we can do is hold the energy and make it possible for that client's energy to connect. We just have to hold the space for the alignment to happen on a deeper level. Because, you know, we're all connected. We've really never lost our connection with the divine. We might be extensions, but we're never separated. The only separation that we ever, that's ever within our field of truth is our truth thinking we're separated. But we're never separated from the divine. I know sometimes you feel that way. Sometimes you feel that you just have no one to talk to or no place to go, and that you feel totally alone. But I really want you to know that you're never being punished. That whatever is happening in your life is a mirror for you to really look at. I mean, if you want to feel, there's reasons for us to always feel sad or bad. I mean, tough things happen. But the reality is, every piece is there as a way for us to expand our own beingness, if we allow it. We have to look at the mirrors that are around us and see what reflection that we're seeing, that's being presented to us. So when we hit bumps in the road, we have to really look at what is the reflection there? How is that, how did that coming into my life, how did that help me? What did that offer me? What insight am I gaining here? And many times it's because we want to feel be stronger. Stronger in our life, stronger in our light. And you know, so many times I'm also being told by the records that it's important to talk about how much we put on other people and give our power away, when in reality it's all about us not wanting to be responsible. So the idea here is we will say we're blaming someone else for the way things are in our life. And the reality is we are not taking responsibility for speaking our truth. Because truly no one, I mean, I know that you all know this, but truly no one can make us feel anyway. We feel the way we feel because of the way we feel. No one has that power unless we allow it. Okay. So just know that. So let's talk. We'd love to have somebody call in. Go ahead. We're talking and discuss this. That'd be great. You can call in at the U.S. if you're listening at 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to dial direct, it's 530-876-3222. So, as you can tell, like I said before, I've got a little cold going on here. But I love talking to you. I love being here. I have some friends that are at the Matrix Seminar in San Diego. I want to say hello out there to Anita and to Mariah, and to another favorite person I have in San Diego, and that's Rayan. Rayan is a very interesting lady. Rayan channels Pooda the cat. And so we'll have to have Rayan come on sometime soon and have Pooda talk, because Pooda comes into a cat's body, but the reality is she's a very high spiritual being. And so Rayanne channels her. It's always an interesting type of a conversation when we get to talk to Pooda. And also Rayanne connects very deeply with the whales and the dolphins. And one of the things that's, I just want to make a comment, is that from an intelligence point of view, what they say is that other than humans and chimps and monkeys, the next most intelligent animal is a cat. I found that interesting. I read that someplace. And but of course we know dolphins and whales are very intelligent and have wonderful things that they can share with this planet. Now we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dana. This is Althea. And I love your message tonight about being clear within. And I think it's almost like we don't realize that we have so many attachments to so many different outcomes, or maybe don't want these outcomes, or that type of thing. And I started laughing because I've been down that road.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Althea.
Althea. Okay, well, I'm so glad you're calling in.
Yeah.
Are you a first-time listener, or have you listened before?
I'm a first-time listener.
Great, great.
Yeah, and I've Akashic Records are something I've always been interested in, and hope one day to, you know, go there and know myself if possible. I've read some books and things, but that isn't really the reason I'm calling. It's more on this message about clarity.
Okay.
And how, I mean, I'm assuming that we get that clarity just by kind of living life and getting through the bumps that come our way.
Yeah, well, the other thing is the clarity comes from the willingness to tell ourselves the truth.
Oh, that's key.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. And I think it's maybe this journey is about discovering our truth, not necessarily like it's always there. I mean, it's about discovering it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, it's always there. It's whether, but it's about uncovering it.
Returning to it, uncovering it. I like that.
Yeah. See, the thing is our truth is always there, because our true intentions are there. There are so many times that we have built up so many stories based on our childhood or the way things are. We build up these stories that are layers that create the beliefs of the way we think the way things are.
Right, layers of illusion.
Yeah.
But don't you think that maybe we come down also too with these illusions in order to experience the unfoldment of the truth?
Oh, I think we put ourselves in the position. Oh, sure.
Okay.
There was like the visual the record keepers have given me is that when we are born, our soul meets our personality, and
right.
they get dropped into this maze.
Right.
You know, and all we have is our birth date and our name vibration, and
right.
and the angels of the divine say, see on the other side. It's like there's the maze, and we get to try and figure out which way to go.
Right.
You know, and you know, there's the old proverb that we as beings in the womb of our mother are all knowing and absorb everything that's around us, and the angels speak to us about all these things that we're supposed to remember when we're on the planet.
Oh, I do believe that.
And
I feel like
very
connected to my guidance system, and I do believe that we're constantly guided back to that truth.
Absolutely.
Back to the journey of remembering the
uh-huh.
truth.
Yeah, but the fable also goes, as soon as the baby's born, that the angel takes their finger and they put a little indent right by the in the lips that makes the person forget that they have a journey to remember.
Oh. I've never heard that before.
It's a folklore, yeah.
Hmm.
But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful folklore story. There's an actual children's book about before you were born, and it's about what happens to the baby, you know, inside the womb,
mm-hmm.
and that we know all, because we do. It, how many times, I'm sure you can identify with this, how many times in your life have you just known something?
Oh, the inner knowing. Oh,
yeah. Always. It's like, how did I know that?
Yes.
How did I know how to do that? Gosh, where did that come from?
Right.
And I think
that's that touching that soul aspect of ourselves.
Right. And embracing it. And then it's when we have that experience of just, oh, how did I know that? By saying, wow, and just embracing the gratitude of remembering. Maybe that's when we can expand it into more.
Ooh. You know, you just, because I really didn't have a question. I just wanted to connect with you and this aspect of work you're doing, which is phenomenal. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, you know, and right when you talked about that, it reminded me of something.
Okay.
I was writing and I'm, you know, beginning to channel. Then I had this kind of attitude. It was an attitude of ungratefulness. It was more like, okay, I'm supposed to sit down at 1 o'clock. Here's my 1 o'clock. And I was begrudging myself and I thought, my God, I'd never bring that attitude to a workplace. Why would I ever bring it to my own system, my own guidance system?
Right.
And
right.
There was this aspect of wanting to be separate and, I don't know, the word popular just came to my mind, but popular for the sake of myself, personality,
uh-huh.
And not for the sake of being one with the many.
Well, so are you saying that you were it was almost you were ego based rather than service based.
Yeah, and I'm not doing this for money. This is just my own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, I had this moment where I recognized that when I sat down, I wasn't in a place of gratitude,
right.
Or understanding of that we're one in the many. We're not just singular. It's impossible
right.
to be singular. Impossible.
Right.
And here I wanted to be singular.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wanted it to be come to and through me, but all mine.
Sure, no. Well, you know, the other thing is there's an interesting thing about gratitude. Gratitude can get real squirrely. And and I say this because, again, when I'm doing this program, you're a first-time listener, I have the records open now. And so I access the records with the holy prayer. It's a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And I teach people how to do this, read their own personal records, and then they can go on to level two to read other people's records, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but what's coming forward here is to notice, for the listeners to notice, and possibly yourself, is that many times we move into gratitude because that's what we're supposed to do, rather than really being in gratitude because we want to be there.
Oh, I hear you. That's what they basically said to me.
Yeah.
You know, come back. Well, they're always there, right? But they're like, please address the fact that you need to come from your heart.
Right.
Like, you need to be here because that's where you're at.
Right.
Because people are grateful once they get the reward, right?
Right.
They're not necessarily grateful just because they're there in the moment.
Well, yeah. And so,
it's always this aspirational trying drive to get to this place. When I'm a healer, I'll be this. Or when I have money, I'll be this.
Right.
And not, I'm this now.
Exactly. And there's a lot of times people will say, well, I'm grateful. I say thank you all the time. I'm always grateful. But it's a gratefulness from a different place. It's not, there's a difference in certain aspects of gratitude.
It's a vibration difference. I know what you're trying to
exactly.
say to me.
It's a vibrational difference.
Could you explain to me humbleness from
it is
that
a humbleness.
Place?
That's you just took the words right out of my mouth because
okay.
that's exactly what it is. It's that when a person moves into the vibration and alignment of true gratitude, it's a humbling feeling of awe.
Okay then. So I have some work to do because I've been in that place of humbleness, and
right.
I've been in that place over my love relationship with my husband or my daughter. You know, those moments where you're just so thankful these people are in your life,
right?
And that they're bringing this beauty to your life to witness
right.
and experience. Well, because sometimes, you know, spirit is over there, right? We know it isn't, but, you know, because it's unseen, it's over there. So we don't necessarily bring, or I don't
right.
necessarily bring that vibration. And to be honest, on this planet, I really connect with my guides. I mean, I'm very just like, oh, gosh, thanks for being in my life, but I'm not bringing that vibration in more fully.
Why not?
I'm asking myself that. I obviously need to. It's this ego thing. I think this has just come up for me, and I'm really recognizing it for what it is, that, at you know, when I sit down to channel or write this book, which I've always wanted to do in my life, here I'm not bringing that very quality You know, I don't sit down at my 1 o'clock time with that quality, and I need to.
May I share with something with you?
Sure.
Are you asking for guidance here?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The reason I say that is because I won't step over my bounds unless that's what you're asking.
Well,
okay.
I had to figure that one out. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So what's coming forward here is that it's important that when you sit down to write your book, it not be about telling people what you know, but about sharing the information of the divine that comes forward.
Yes. Yes. And thank you for that reminder, because I know that. I know it's not about me or what I know or my experiences, nor do I want to talk about that. I definitely want this information to come through, and so I'm blocking this information coming through. I'm going to set the intention that I sit in love vibration to do this, this humble vibration that needs to come forward. But could you help me understand why I'm blocking the information to come in?
Yeah, just a minute, but I will. What's important, though, is when you move into that, when you sit down,
mm-hmm.
it's really about asking your guidance, what would you like to share with me today?
Okay.
And not worry about the quality of the information.
Okay.
But just to begin a routine of asking them to share with you, so you can write it down, journal it, and because what's going on here is there's a perfectionism piece within you.
Too critical.
Yeah,
yes.
And what's happening is you're editing as you're writing.
Yes.
And as you edit, you stay in your head.
Yes, I know.
Right.
I'm like, wrong word.
Right. So the idea here is to move out of your head into your heart. Don't edit on punctuation. Don't edit on words. Don't edit on whether it's a run-on sentence. Just ask for the sharing. You can always go back and edit.
Yes.
Just,
you know, it's so funny because, like your last caller, she said, I'm very analytical. My first thought was like, uh-oh, I hope, you know, just for other people out there, like myself, who's highly overeducated, you spend all of your life undoing it. Because you get so far in the head, it becomes a control mechanism.
Yeah.
It's like you know the boundaries, you know how to create the structures and blah, 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 and then when you go into spirit, it's the opposite.
Right. And so the idea here is it's really about allowing. It's about allowing and asking guidance what they want to share with you. And see, what's going to happen here, Althea, is you're going to get a volume of information. Wait, I have to cough. Hold on. This cold has got me.
Oh, I know. I can hear it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's my body telling me to slow down.
Mm.
And I will. I promise, body. Mm-hmm. I will. But what's being said is that the editing part here. Wait a minute. I just lost it. Come back to me. Where was I at?
Well, I could probably answer that for you. Is the editing part is the control factor, and it's controlling spirit coming in.
No, it also has to do with approval.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So the piece here. Is the perfectionist piece is it has to do with the approval, and so that what you want to do is by intention turn off the editing aspect of your work.
Okay.
And so because you know if you once you're information so that, that's what they're saying is what you're going to do is you're going to write volumes of stuff, and allow the volumes to be there, and then from those volumes of information you will pull what will be important for the book that you are creating.
Okay.
So what's interesting here, it's just the reverse of a sculptor.
Right.
So a sculptor starts out with this block of stone, okay, and there lives within that block of stone a beautiful image, a statue.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here with you is you are actually creating the block of stone from which you will draw your piece.
Right.
So that's the visual. When you were talking
to me, I saw myself how to turn the editing process off was become like a kid. Like this is kid in a candy store writing whatever and be surprised by the information rather than, you know, wait a minute. That's an incomplete sentence.
Or that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Or
I already know that. Why am I writing this? I already know that.
Right.
Yeah,
got
so that's the I already know that business.
I think I'm going to put that in big capital letters.
Yeah. And there's another wonderful gal that I hope she's probably listening, maybe, that her name is Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki sometimes gets stuck in I don't know, and that's the best place in the world to be.
Oh, I've been finding that liberating. If your callers are out there, just, you know, throw your hands up and go, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Like sometimes
get
when I'm
stuck in I don't know, and then document what you don't know.
Yes. Okay. But I need to bring this to my book. I do that with my life, but now I need to bring it to the book because the book is closer. This is what makes, this is how you get.
But you have to understand is what the book you think you're writing may not be the right book you end up with.
Yeah.
Be willing
to
that.
I do have that feeling.
Yeah. Be willing for it to be
what it needs to be.
Yeah. If you have an outline of what you think the book should be, throw the outline away and allow the book to create itself.
So, the approval piece, I'm thinking, is the definitive block I need to really shuffle out of my life. I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
That approval piece, I'm feeling like that. They're saying to me, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. It's probably not as big as I think it is anymore.
Well, it doesn't make any difference what it is. There's certain times where you can't even, in other words, like you're not even at the stage of approval yet.
Yeah. Thanks.
Because you haven't finished it. You haven't even really begun it to that point that you got. So don't worry about it.
Right.
It's more about get into it and enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
You know, have fun with the sharing. Have fun with the information that's coming to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Where do you live, by the way?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We had somebody else called from Colorado earlier. That was Oregon. Excuse me, Oregon. You know,
so
I got to come out to that end part of the town.
You must. Have you thought of coming to INATS, the International New Age Trade Show?
I haven't.
Oh, you should. Okay, you can go on the website and look it up. They're not doing the one in Florida that they usually do because of the economy, so they're going to keep it. They're going to do the West one, which is in Denver here every year. You should bring your books. You can do some readings for free. It's industry people. I have a business, so that's how I go. But it's a call an attunement. Truthfully, that's what it is. You show up on the first day, and by the fourth, fifth day, you've moved through a lot.
Wow. What's the website?
It's International New Age Trade Show, and it's INATS. And you're going to head to the West one, which will be here in Denver. And you really must come. You'll just connect with all the right people, and it's everybody and anybody you can think of, and it's just closed to people in the retail business, and then, you know, so the people who are doing the books or channelers, and it's everybody and anybody that you would think are going
to
be there.
I actually have some friends who own bookstores that I do work in, you know.
Oh, yeah, and you'll find that.
They sponsor me in, yeah.
And just, you know, especially in terms of, like I said, it is an attunement because you're getting all the high vibrational people there. You're moving through, you know, there's merchandises that people come who own stores to purchase wholesale. But there's also connective pieces and where you can meet other people. And it's I've gone to the one in Florida, and I can just tell you, I can take a picture the first day, and I'll look completely different by the third or fourth day.
Wow, that's great.
And it's the same with everybody I meet. It's been a few years I've been going, and I just recommend it highly if you're in the industry just to connect.
Sure.
You know, so I feel you there, so you should look into it.
Well, thank you. I will. Yeah, I actually go anywhere in the country where I'm invited, too, just so you know. If there's a spiritual community and they feel they would benefit by me coming, then we just work it out where they put together a group and I come and speak, or, you know, and then we'll do consultations over the weekend and possibly put on a class another time, and, you know, it's pretty easy going but again, for anybody, you know, for yourself or anybody out there that would like to, you know, have me for an evening, I just have prayer will travel here.
Right. You know, you might want to look up, I don't want to take up your time, but I have a girlfriend named Leilani DeCoco, and she owns a place called Sacred Fire on the Big Island of Hawaii. And you just might need to schedule yourself a vacation. You know, she can definitely put you up if that's
a circumstance that works out for both of you, but
sure.
You can, you know, work out of her store, make a little money, and then at the same time get a little vacation.
Well, that sounds great. I'll tell you what, why don't you tell her about me?
I will. I'll send her your email and let her know and,
that's
you know,
great.
Move from that direction. But, you know, I definitely think that as light workers or just anyone working with the light to make sure that you're getting your time in.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
By the way, when you're done with your book, if you need a book doctor to, or an editor or publicist or something like that, I have some very dear friends that do that.
Oh, I'm with you. I'll be contacting you. Thank
sure.
you so much.
Happy to refer them to you.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, and thank you so much for your conversation and listening.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, getting close to when we have to close. This has been a great show. I just love you guys so much. I just love doing this show. This is the highlight of my week. See, I'm sick and I'm still here because I love you so much. And I think that's what this is all about. It's about sharing love and having conversations and really knowing that every word, every question is here for us to expand ourselves. You know, when I first got into the Akashic Records, one of the things that I knew very deeply within me is that I had and I have all the answers within me. It was the questions that tripped me up. And I know that's the truth for you too. So keep asking yourselves the questions. And then once you get those questions, don't beat yourself up with, how can I be better? Ask, why am I better? Ask, why does God love me so much? Not, does God love me so much? Why does God love me so much? And don't expect an answer. Allow your beingness to find the answer for you. Allow your confirmations to come forward. Oh, I have a last caller. Hiya. Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Lucita.
Oh, Lucita, how are you? Lucita from Bend, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah. I could. I promised to call you back this week.
That's okay. I just thought I'd squeeze in the last few minutes here.
Okay, what's up?
Oh, I have a new puppy dog, and I was wondering what the records would have to say about him coming into my life at this time, and I'm trying to find a name for him, and if there's any assistance in that area, that'd be great.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting about this puppy is, how does this puppy make you feel?
Oh, I am just so in love.
In love, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in love. And so what does the in love feeling make you, how would you put the in love feeling into words?
Into words.
Like how do you feel, when you say I'm so in love, how would you describe that feeling?
Well, warm-hearted. My
warm-hearted?
Heart expanded. Just felt heart connected with him. I feel like one of the songs I was singing after my puppy died in November was "I Need Somebody to Love."
Okay,
so,
but this one brings you joy.
Mhm.
Is that right?
Mhm. Yes.
So, what the record keepers are suggesting is that you really it's about are you Mexican or Spanish, right? You speak Spanish?
Spanish, Italian.
Italian, okay. So what is the Spanish or Italian word for joy?
Joy. This is a joy word. I'll have to look that one up. I know love one is amor, but joy, feliz, that's happy. That is definitely, you know, an area that has been lacking in my being and my life.
Right.
And, experiencing and feeling joy, yeah.
And that's the name of your doggy.
That's the name of my doggy?
Joy.
Joy.
But I'm here, I don't know what the word is, but they're saying for you to look up, what is a derivative in Spanish or Italian, the word for joy?
Okay.
And see how that feels.
I will.
Yeah, see, the thing is is that when you just said, joy has been lacking in my life, mm-hmm. there is your exact reason why this little puppy has come forward.
Yeah.
Because what I'm hearing is he lights up your being.
Yeah. I feel lit up right now. I was surprised he came knocking at my door. avenue that he picked. But it's definitely special. Okay.
Well, try that on for size, Lucita.
I will. You have to.
I gotta go because it's time.
Right. That's what I thought. Okay.
I'll talk to you offline.
Okay. Great.
But tomorrow because it's late here in Cleveland.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So I want to thank all you folks for listening in. I want you to have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. I want us all to send light and love to Barack Obama and his family and Michelle and the girls. We have a wonderful opportunity now. And so with that, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show for January 18th, 2009, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great week, folks. Get your questions in, and we'll do it all again next week. Bye-bye.